Hello to all you creative hearts and curious minds out there. Welcome back to the Artpreneur Diaries, the space for dreamers, makers, and storytellers. If we haven't met yet, I'm your host, Ash, and I'm so happy you're here. This podcast is all about navigating the messy, exciting, and sometimes overwhelming world of creativity and entrepreneurship. We talk about the wins, the struggles, and everything in between, because building a creative career isn't just about talent, it's about mindset, strategy, and heart. Last episode, I had the absolute honor and such a great time sitting down with Nicole Carmine, an artist, entrepreneur, the very person who inspired me to start this podcast. She's a singer, songwriter, storyteller, founder of Swart Cat Studios, and she's empowering creative living worldwide. We talked about singing, dancing, using your voice in a powerful way, and just had a really great conversation. So if you haven't listened to it yet, definitely go back and give it a listen. But today, I'm joined by someone who's equally inspiring. This is Kenzie Keel. Kenzie is a professional dancer originally from North Carolina. She trained under top industry leaders. She now took the leap to live in New York City, where she's performing shows, working with major choreographers, and collaborating behind the scenes on music videos and productions. Her story is just super cool, and I'm so excited to hear more about it. Kenzie, that was a little bit of an introduction from me. Can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, sure. You did a great job, though. That was great. But yeah, my name is Kenzie. Yeah, I grew up dancing ever since I was 4 years old. I think my whole life I've just known dance, but didn't know I wanted to do it until probably like sophomore year of high school. So yeah, I took a leap of faith, and I did a conservatory program, very rigorous, right after high school. Decided to go the non-college route. Learned so much about myself, about dance in that program. It was hard, but very rewarding. And then after that, I took the summer. I taught at my home dance studio, set choreography pieces for competition. And then I moved to New York City. And ever since then, just been hustling and, you know, doing as much as I can, but also learning that, like, New York can take a toll on you. So like finding moments to like ground yourself and like finding community has been so beautiful here, because I never liked New York. I was like, I'm never moving there. So deciding to move here was definitely scary for me, but I love it so much, and very grateful to be here and have the opportunities that I have had. And know the people that I know has been like, yeah, just the best. So very grateful.
Yeah. I'd love to start talking about kind of the beginning of like your love for dance. You said you started at like 4 years old. Mm-hmm. So what first like sparked the idea like in your sophomore year of high school to start committing to dance like seriously?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think it was just, there's just like a switch in my mind. I was always a creative person, like, in general. I loved painting. I loved theater, all of that. And I think there was just a moment where I think I never thought I could do it professionally. But then I had some really amazing people in my life just pour into me and say, hey, like, Kenzie, we think you could actually do this like as a profession, and just like start thinking about maybe doing it for your career in the future. And just like through dance competitions, I was able to talk with some people in the industry and them like pour into me that way, but also hear what they do and what and how much they love it and how much they, you know, I was very inspired by the people who like taught me growing up. I admire my home dance teachers, and also those who have like would come in and who were professionals and teach us, and I would just see them and be like, wow, I want to do what they do. So I think once I started getting older and realizing, okay, like I need to figure out what I'm going to do after high school, I really could think of nothing else. And dance was just something that always shaped me and like got me through a lot of hard times too. So I was like, I think this is what I want to do. So that's kind of what switched my mind.
Yeah, it was kind of like, it sounds like a calling, like pulling you towards it. And it's so cool to get that outside perspective from people close to you telling you like, hey, like you're actually really good at this. It's like,
right. It helps you, because especially when you're in your own head, you're like, I don't know what I'm, you know, I don't know if I could do this. So yeah, I feel really grateful and have a lot of gratitude for those people in my life.
Yeah, that's amazing. When you started looking towards dance as a career, was that when you were like, oh, maybe New York? Or were you still like, never do I want to move to New York?
Never. Well, okay. So when I started, so my junior year of high school was COVID. So the whole like college application thing was honestly, at least I think, easier in a lot of ways, harder in a lot of ways. Easier in the sense like they wouldn't, like you didn't have to send in your SAT scores and you didn't have to, like everything was online, which for dance I felt was a little bit harder because I love to perform in front of people. I think I do a better job that way. So doing everything online, like everything was online. I couldn't go in person for a single audition. That was a little bit hard just because you had to show everything into the camera. So anyway, that was sidetracked. But as I started like applying for those colleges and like programs and such my junior year, I was more so kind of looking in like LA area and such because I had been to California and I loved it and I love the beach and I love the warm weather. And I kind of wanted to go more of the commercial route of dance. So like music videos and like movies, which I still do. But I thought California was like the only way to go for that. So my mindset started there. But then I also applied to a few colleges here. I went and toured one. Toured since it was COVID-ish time. It was a very loose tour. But the moment I came here and toured, I was like, hate it. Hate New York. I was like, the hustle of it was so overwhelming. And I was like, I don't think I'll ever end up here. Yet here we are.
Yet here we are. During the application process from like being able to move from North Carolina to find kind of like a dance studio or a dance company to be a part of. What did it look like for you?
Yeah. So I ended up going to, it's called the CLI Conservatory. It was like the first year. So yeah. So instead of going to a college or choosing like LA or New York right away, I decided like I did want a program to do at least. So it was the first year of this conservatory and the director, Teddy Forance is his name. And he was a name I like always admired growing up. He, you know, is a choreographer, he danced professionally, and I just admired him through social media. And so getting the opportunity to be able to go to that program was such a dream for me. And it was only 9 months. So that was in Massachusetts. So I moved there and took 9 months to like really train, made a lot of connections there, met some of my best friends there. And then since that moment is when I was like, okay, now I should decide like after that where I should go. And that's when I took the time to like really process and like pray about it and like know like where I was being called to, and New York was closer to my family. So I just got up and moved. There's honestly no opportunity open. It was just like, I'm gonna go to New York and see what happens. And through the connections that I had from CLI, the conservatory I did, a few months into living here, I joined a company called A Company. And that has been like the most rewarding, one of the most rewarding things that I've been a part of since being in New York. So I kind of went in blind, not knowing anything, I barely knew anyone here. I did move in with two friends. So that was good. I had a community already kind of like small. But other than that, I went in just like, all right, let's see what happens.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I just like the blind leap into something. But if you're committed to it and you love something, I think kind of things fall into place.
Yes.
That point you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great you had also like the community there. Mm-hmm. And from CLI, like the networking you were able to do, they provided you the connections to really propel you forward. So I think it's amazing to just go into something kind of not knowing, but ready to like take a chance and kind of fight for what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
What did CLI look for you while you were there, the program?
Ooh, it was so great. It was so great. It was intense though. It was 6 days a week. I guess you would say Monday through Saturday. Hours looked like 8:30 a.m. starting with ballet every day. And then going throughout the day, you're just like taking class, and we would have like, it was really just dance, but we would have seminars, from like industry leaders. We would have voice lessons every now and then. We would have like just like physical like Pilates classes every now and then. But really, it was just like training in all styles of dance. And then we'd also have like auditions more towards the end of the season. So we were training like the first like couple months. We were also preparing for a show. We had a show at the end of the year, as well as a musical. So we were preparing those two things as we were just like training. And then we had auditions come more towards like the back half or the later half of the season for like Cirque du Soleil. But we had like a commercial or a movie audition. What else came in? We had like a bunch of agencies come in. So just like stuff like that. So it was very much like training hardcore 24/7. It really did feel like. So I will say that I was so grateful to live. I lived with four other girls. So there's five of us in total in one house that we found in a small town in Massachusetts. Without them, I would not have been able to do the program. And I can say that confident. They got me through that 9 months. Because they were just the best and so supportive. And, you know, we were able to come back and debrief and support each other through all the ups and downs. But yeah, and then at the end of the season, we had our show, both of our shows, and it was just so rewarding afterwards to be like, all that hard work, all that like toll on our bodies, like came in a show and people got to watch and see all of our progress and everything. So yeah, very grateful.
Yeah, through this kind of 9 month program, again, like it's so cool that you had those girls with you to keep you going and like be a support group for you. But just at the 9 months, kind of, as an artist, did you learn more about yourself creatively?
Yes. Yeah, that's a great question. I did. Especially, I feel like growing up, I was very insecure about hip hop style, like street styles. So like a little more groovy. I was always like, I'm not a hip hop dancer. I don't do that. I was more like, I loved musical theater and contemporary and jazz. Like that was, I loved all of that. But hip hop, I did, but I always felt insecure. And so as I did the program, we had a lot of hip hop training and I gained a lot more confidence in myself as a hip hop dancer and to learn so much about that culture and where it came from and the industry itself. I was able to gain just a lot of more confidence in that. Obviously, it's still so much to work on, but yeah, I learned a lot about myself as an artist in that sense, specifically in that genre, but also just in general. Like, I mean, you're putting your body through so much stress and like trauma because you're performing. It's not just physical. You're also like having to show up every single day, like ready to, you know, be seen. But because I think everyone just wanted to be seen by the people who came in. So I had to learn about like a lot. To like not, like, yes, take it seriously, but also know like my worth didn't come from that. Cause gosh, like the whole season, it's, you know, if you felt like you didn't get seen during a class or something, it was like, it kind of took a toll on you. So learning that as an artist, like you can't let those things define you as a dancer. You just have to keep going. And know that everyone in the room has something so special and so unique and so different. But I also have that as well and just have to be confident in it no matter what. So yeah, so learned a lot creative-wise too and just figuring out what I wanted to do as well because there's so many aspects of the industry that I still don't even know like where I want to go. But that's kind of the beauty of it is you can take it in different ways. So that was kind of long-winded and all over the place, but...
No, it's great. Yeah, it like even just the 9 months, but of constant training and building up to like a performance can transform you so much.
Yes.
But after CLI, then you go to New York City to a company. What did that look like for you? You said that's where you grew probably the most. What was the company like?
Yeah. So I moved here. So the director of that company, his name is Kenichi Kasumatsu. And he came to CLI and set a piece on we were in like separate groups. So it was a group of like 12 of us that did his piece in our show at CLI. So I knew him from there. And he is like a very unique, like nuanced, very different type of choreographer. And I loved it. I was like, I just want to like get better at this. And he teaches regularly, regular, regularly in the city. And so once I moved, I was like, I just need to get back in his classes. So I went, like, he taught every Monday night, and I would try to go as much as I could. And, like, after a few months living here, he, like, reached out to me and was like, hey, my company that I have, a company, is doing a full-length show. And he was like, I really would love you to be part of it. And I was taken aback because I would see that his company, and I'd be like, that is so amazing. Like, no one can touch that. It looked so, like, already like a family. And so I was like, there's no way, like, I would ever be a part of that. And he messaged me and was like, hey, would love for you to be in the show. And I was just so honored and, just so excited to see what it would be like. And the first time I stepped foot in that space and in the rehearsal setting, it was just, the people in there were so kind and humble. I think it was the most, like, humble room I've ever walked into of a room full of incredible dancers. And so, like, being a part of that, it wasn't even the dancing. It was really just, like, how the dancers were, like, welcoming, and how, like, they saw me and weren't like, oh, she's new. You know, she, like, they came in and started asking me questions, like, what are you, like, where are you from? Like, all that. And and then we just worked so hard. And I just felt like it was just like this. Like, they just, like, held onto me and supported me in being with them there. And now, I guess 2 years later, I'm like, they're some of my best friends, and we've done gigs together, shows together now, and they're still the exact same. And as the company has grown, it just always feels like a family. Actually, our first full-length show was called Kazoku, which means family. So it's fitting. So yeah, I've grown so much just watching my peers as artists in that company, and being under the direction of our director has been a dream. So it's been awesome.
Right. As an artist, or a creative, it's really, like, beyond the craft or what you're doing, it's really the culture that's being set and the people around you. Yes. That provide so much more for you. Mm-hmm. I think, like, most of the guests I've talked to, they don't just mention what they're doing, but the people around them that are supporting them. It's such, like, a huge part of being a creative.
Yes.
And that's why I think it's so important to surround yourself and find that community that you feel you fit into. I love that this provided that for you. And I don't know, I think it's so cool because I have a bunch of friends back home. They're all dancers too. And hearing kind of the things they're going through, it's just like, I have a little bit of inside knowledge of kind of how they feel about things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool to hear, like, even in New York City, these small communities are there for you. Yeah. But what did kind of your first performance in New York, was it like an emotional experience for you? Like, okay, I'm here in New York City. Like, I've done my first performance. What was that like?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, it was cool. It was definitely like, I think going from being a competitive dancer, I would perform all the time. It was like, you know, we would prepare for the season, and then we'd have competitions, you know, at least four or five competitions a year. Like, going from that to, like, nothing was like, whoa, this is, you know, I noticed a lot about myself, like, where my identity was, and that's, like, another thing. But it was nice coming to New York and being in a performance and not having the pressure of, like, I'm going to get scored, or I'm going to place in a first, second, whatever. It was like, oh, like, I'm performing just to perform for people. And that was a really cool moment. And especially, like, going back into a performance again. And yes, like, I did at CLI, we had our performance there. It felt so freeing, even though I was, like, nervous still. And, you know, it was a hard show, but it just felt so, like, one thing my director said, which has stuck with me since he said it, he was like, you have already done the work. You've already been through all the rehearsal process. Like, you have already done it. So now it's just perform and have fun. It's not like, okay, you did it. Like, now you have to show up and now you have to do it. It's like, no, you've already did it. You already did all the hard stuff. Now just, like, enjoy. And I think that was like, oh, like, let me just enjoy it which I do enjoy performing, but it was just like a new perspective I had on it. And so I've taken that through every other performance I've had here in the city of just like, we've already did the work. So now we can just perform, have fun and be with each other. And yeah, it was a great moment. And yeah, I'll never forget that.
Yeah, I love that. Like, you've done the work. Like, it's okay. You don't need to like keep feeling so tense about, okay, I need to get better and better, but just enjoy where you're at.
Yeah.
I think it's important. We're always trying to get better, but enjoy how great you are now, like the skills you have now, which I think is great. You mentioned that you want to go into more like commercial and music video dance, and you've worked kind of behind the scenes on some production work. What is that like for you, and why is that kind of the path you want to go towards?
Yeah, I've always loved, I've been able, like growing up, like watching movies like The Greatest Showman or La La Land, I've had the opportunity to work with, like learn from people who have been in those movies and just like hear like their process in like how it was shot and like how you work on camera. And it's just always fascinated me just like what goes into like creating a film. And I also think it's normally like very joyous. So, you know, all these movies are like very like, well, like Greatest Showman and Wicked is just, it just always looks so fun. Like the movement specifically. But I also love performing for a camera. I love stage work. I love live performance. But something about like performing for a camera just seems, I don't know, so fun. And it's something that's like always there. Like you know, you capture it and it's going to stick with you. In, you know, like a way you can go back and watch it. And I think it's cool too because it ties a bunch of different art together too, singing. And I mean, you could say the same for Broadway as well. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's something that's always been on my mind. And the people that I know who've worked on those types of movies and shows, music videos are always so insightful. And yeah, I don't know. It just seems like something I really want to go get into. And I hope to someday, because it just seems so fun, honestly.
Yeah. Yes. Even like watching The Greatest Showman, like that was one of my favorite movies growing up. It just, there is such energy behind everything. And you touched on it a little bit, like with these kind of productions, there is like different elements. There's dancing, there's singing, there's like the acting. It's like a project through such creative collaboration. I think there's a lot of creative identity that's built through collaboration, like for a project or like for a group of people.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you feel about like creative collaboration?
Great question. Yeah, that's a great question. I think that's my favorite thing about what I do. I had the opportunity to, the church that I go to here is very artistic and has a lot of dancers and singers and Broadway artists. And it just, everyone goes and a creative director of the church did this show, like kind of one-off of the church that was called Crisscross. And it was a dancer and a singer musician collabing. So I got to collab with a singer artist musician. She wrote a song and I had to create a dance to it. And then we performed it. And that was one of my favorite things I've done here. Cause it was cool. Like we were just like sharing voice notes back and forth, like on our phones. And she was like, here's like part A. And then I would like create to it. And then, you know, things would switch around. And it was so cool to see that, because it's like you don't know the world. It's like you're like, I don't know how to play guitar. I don't know. I'm like, I kind of know how to sing, but not like that. And so getting to like see how like her brain worked and then collab in like a dance setting was just, I don't know. I thought it was such like beauty, like created in like collabing in that work. And then also just seeing like getting to be like very small behind the scenes and like musical productions, like all of that has been, and just seeing like people collab and be like, how's this gonna work? Like, can we do this? Like, I think it just works better if you're like putting your brains together. I know for me, as like someone who also loves to teach and choreograph, sometimes I just need someone in the room with me to be like, does that make sense? Like, instead of getting stuck in your brain. So I think so much beauty happens when you work together.
Yes, everyone brings in their own like unique creative perspective and just has ideas you wouldn't have thought of, or you build on each other. Yes. And I think like it brings energy and life to every project.
Yes.
When it's multiple people working together. But yeah, I also just think it's super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we do a couple segments each episode with every guest. So the first one is your creative MVP. So someone who's really inspired you. It could be a mentor, a collaborator, or just like someone you know from like online, or just watch and inspire you, who maybe just changed your creative journey at all.
There's so many.
Is it okay if I name like a few on top of my head? Okay. Well, my director, Kenichi Kazumatsu, is definitely a huge inspiration of mine. Al Blackstone, he's in musical theater world. I've gotten to be able to just work on with him for a few things. And ever since I was young, I had dreamed to just like learn from him. And so the fact that I've been able to do that, and he's just a genius. Like the way he can bring out joy so pure and humanly is like, I don't know how he does it. And every time I take his class, I'm just filled with immense joy. So him, Jaw Collective, it's a duo. They, I followed them online. They worked with a band called Half Alive that I,
yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. So I loved Half Alive. I loved that band. And later I found out they had dancers that would like dance with them on tour. And ever since then, I was like, I love them. Their movement was so cool. And I know them now, which is like such a dream. And I've gotten to take from them and work on. We did like a creative film with them at CLI. And so that was like crazy. So then, my good friend Crystalyn Gill, she's a friend of mine. She inspires me daily. Yeah. And I literally could list off like 50 more. So maybe I'll stop myself. Maybe I'll stop myself there. Because I literally, could keep going. But
no, I love that. It's great to have so many people who inspire you. It's amazing. Yeah. And then the next one is the creative toolbox. So this is kind of like a tool. It could be a book, a resource that's been invaluable to your dancing.
Wait, sorry. Can you ask me that one more time?
Yeah. It's like, it's the creative toolbox. So if you have like a recommendation for things other people can use to inspire them as a dancer or just as an artist in general. So like it could be a book, or it could be like, I don't know, a website you use or something you have physically.
That's a great question. Honestly, I'm going to say this, and I agree and I don't agree with it, but Instagram is, I have a love-hate relationship with Instagram. But I will say I have found some of the most like incredible, like I found a lot of people that I know through Instagram. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I'm feeling like not creative in choreography or just like in dance in general, sometimes just like looking at dance videos online or even on YouTube, not even on Instagram. Sometimes it's like re-looking at maybe some dances that I was inspired by in the past, or just like researching like dance comps that are more like adult competitive, like more professional. Sometimes like going back and looking at those videos that inspired me before reignites like a passion in me. Like that's why I started dancing. So let me like go back and watch that to instill that passion. So I'd say like going back to any videos that inspired you when you were younger. Like I even have non-dance friends that I talk to that are like, oh my gosh, I remember this one dance video I saw and like it made me want to dance, but I'm not even a dancer. So sometimes going back and looking at those. And then also I'd say what helps me to like continue being creative as a dancer is also doing things that aren't dance related that are artistic. So sometimes I love like painting or journaling or like going outside and just like breathing fresh air next to like some flowers or something. Sometimes doing those things that's like I'm gonna ignore dance and be human brings more humanity into dance, which makes me love it more. I think I had someone tell me once, you can't bring humanity into dance if you're not doing that yourself. So if your whole life is just dance, like it's going to feel a little mundane. And so they're like, just do things that you love to do and find other ways to be creative. And it's going to help you in your dance career. So I tell people that, like, be human as much as you can. And then, like, let that inspire your dance journey.
Oh, I love that. That I feel like that advice is great for like any creative career.
Yes.
Like get yourself out of just doing that all the time, because one, you'll probably end up hating it after a while and that's all you're doing. Gosh. You'll get sick of it. Right. Yeah. Speaking of Instagram or things like that, is there somewhere anyone listening can find you or look at your work?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. It's just my name, Kenzie Keel. Yeah, and that's basically where I have all my, I use it basically as like an online resume. So I have a bunch of dance videos on there. Also some human stuff too, like we just talked about. But yeah, you can find like my email on there. That's how, like if you want to contact me, DM, email, or if you just like, yeah, have any questions about the industry. I'm an open book too, so feel free. But yeah.
Yeah. And I'd love to ask kind of, do you know like what's next for you in this next like short term or long term, however?
You know, I'm in a season right now where it's very unknown. So I'm like kind of in like an audition process for something, but like it's so weird because in the industry you could be so close and then it's like a, you know. So I'm really hanging on to the trying to be present, but also I have hope for the future. And yeah, I have like small upcoming performances. Actually, next week I have a small little performance that's always so fun that I do kind of every year. But as for like the future goes, I'm kind of just like, you know what? Wherever the Lord has me. And also just kind of having open hands with that. But yeah, I'm excited and hopeful and eager to see what's next for myself as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
But that's pretty much the end of this episode. Thank you so much, Kenzie, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Yeah. For anyone listening, we can keep the conversation going. You can find me on Instagram at The Archpreneur Diaries. We'll be tagging Kenzie on there as well, so you can see all of her great dancing. Yeah, if you have any suggestions on topics or things you want to hear about, you can always DM me. And yeah, until next time, thank you so much again, Kenzie. But keep creating, keep dreaming, and I'll see you in the next one.